Just halachot and the laws of removing the Sefer Torah from the Hechal. It's not so well known, but the Ben Ish Chai is very, very strict when he talks about the mitzvah of putting the Rimonim on the Sefer Torah. While this is something that we don't do during the week or maybe on Shabbatot, but we reserve it at least for the Yamim Nuraim, where in our particular siyot they sell the kibud to the monim. Now some people think that this is a gimmick, to sell the monim just to make some extra money, but it's not the case. In the Bet Knesset of Rav Salman Mutzafi, who is a great mekubal, the monim would go for a very high price, and the rich people in the synagogue would fight for it and compete in order to get the zechut. Who's going to put the limonim on the Sefer Torah? Some say that maybe one of the reasons why we give it to the ketanim, to the youngsters, is because the level of the limonim is so high that we give it to children that have no sin, that are pure, that are able to fulfill this mitzvah. So we should not be mezalzel on this minhag of putting the limonim on the Sefer Torah. Therefore, when they take the Sefer Torah, when they make peticha, right away the limonim should be taken off the Sefer and put on the side. The Baba Sali, alav shalom, Rabbi Israel Abu Hasera, his custom was that when he would put the Sefer Torah back into the Hecham, he would take the limonim off and put it in a box on the side. And when they would open the Sefer to bring it out, as they were taking it out, before they open it, they actually put the limonim on. That was his custom. Of course, that's not a minhag, but it is definitely worthy to be zoche in this great mitzvah of buying the limonim and putting the limonim on the Torah. The limonim are placed when the julian grabs the sefer, it's still closed, to put the limonim on. Now you see sometimes, since it's a child, so the one that's holding the sefer, he lowers himself in order to put the limonim. You should not do that. We don't lower the Sefer Torah. The Sefer Torah remains being held, and if anything, we lift the katan up so he can reach the rimonim. Now, once the Sefer Torah is taken out of the Hechal, the Ben Ish Chai says, it's customary to open it up, and we say Pesukim, Vizotat Torah, Torah Sivar Moshe, El Shaddai Emet, etc. The custom also is to look at the letters of the Sefer Torah close enough where you can see the letters, and specifically to find a word that begins with the first letter of your name. If your name, let's say, like my name is Eliyahu, so you look for a word, Amor, which starts with an Aleph, and you look at the Aleph over there and you kiss it. The last thing the Ben Ish Chai says is to bow in front of the Sefer Torah out of respect. And he says that some have the minhag, and it's proper, he says, that when you bow in front of the Sefer Torah, you should bow according to the number of aliyot of that day. That means on a Monday and Thursday, you would bow three times. Rosh Chodesh 4, Yom Yerushalayim 5, Kippur 6, and Shabbat 7. And that's already in Yad of the Kabod of the Sefer Torah. And he says even the ladies and the children should also show respect when the Sefer Torah is out, that they should bow. Last but not least, which is also not so well known, but should be mentioned, that when the Sefer Torah is opened, it's a great time of mercy for Kabbalat Tefillot, for the receiving of our prayers. And that's why the Ben Ish Chai writes in another Sefer, Keter Malchut, that when you have the Sefer Torah open, in between Aliyot, the people should pray for their needs. The Koreh should leave the Sefer a little opened, so the Kedushah of the Torah comes out. But during the Sefer reading itself, of course, one should not make any prayers. One should listen to the Sefer. But in between the Aliyot, a person could pray for his Parnassah, for Shidduchim, for children, for all different things that he needs. It could be that's where we got the custom also, that when the Sefer Torah is open, the person that gets the Aliyah gets a Misha Berach, because it is a Et Ratzon. So again, it's a very fortunate and auspicious time when the Sefer Torah is taken out. And even when the Sefer Torah is not being read, as long as it's opened a little, and we still have more to read, it is definitely an Et Ratzon to be taken advantage of.